The Czech Republic scored a major diplomatic victory over neighboring Germany and Austria this week after the European Union granted the cherished protected geographical status to the country's pungent Olomoucké tvarůžky cheese. That means only the original cheese produced in the village of Loštice near the Moravian city of Olomouc can sell the product under that name. Everything else is an imposter. Rob Cameron has more.
It was a battle that lasted more than 6 years, but the Czechs have emerged victorious, if rather odorous. On July the 1st, the EU granted the hallowed Protected Geographical Indication, or PGI, status to Olomoucké tvarůžky, the little round soft yellow cheeses the colour of butter that's been left out too long. The smell, once you open the packet, is indescribably worse. There are apocryphal tales of Czech passengers being escorted off aircraft and so on, but people seem to like them, and they're undoubtedly the country's most unique dairy product. The cheese, which dates back to the 15th century, is now fully protected by the European Commission, a cause of great satisfaction to Karel Hlaváček, the head of the AW Loštice factory that makes them.
Morální satisfakcí je to každopádně a obchodní význam.
It is certainly a moral victory, but it has real commercial implications, chiefly for our customers. Protected geographical indication means our cheese is clearly identifiable, making it impossible for the customer to be tricked into buying something else. Real Olomoucké tvarůžky is a specific type of cheese made here in Loštice and nowhere else. If any other cheese is sold under the name Olomoucké tvarůžky, either here in the Czech Republic or abroad, then the customer is being deliberately misled because it's just not the same cheese.
Tak klame zákazníka, poněvadž se jedná vždy o něco úplně jiného.
The Czech Republic applied for protected status for Olomoucké tvarůžky, generally called sýrečky, outside Moravia, back in 2004, when the country joined the European Union. Germany and Austria immediately protested, as several varieties of similar cheese, called Harz cheese, after the German mountain range, is produced there too. One of them is actually sold as Olmutze Kvargl, the German for Olomoucké tvarůžky, and it was that confusion that caused the greatest headache for Karel Hlaváček and his colleagues in Loštice. Germany and Austria have been granted a 5-year transition period under which they alone will be able to sell cheese as Olmutze. After that point, it will be verboten.
Thanks for that report, Rob. And now turning from smelly cheese to a world of glitz and glamour.